school?
At what date in New Hope?
In 1925.
And you were how old?
7, because I had gone to first grade in Carversville. And you entered school when you were 6 years old at that time.
There was no kindergarten.
No kindergarten, no. And my first grade teacher was Mrs. Cathers in the school in Carversville.
That little one that's on the corner of Sawmill and
that's
Carversville
the
Road
one.
That Grace somebody or other lived
there
in
now. Mm-hmm. Two rooms. Mrs. Bird and Mrs. Cathers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came to New Hope in 1925 and entered second grade. And the teacher's name was Mrs. Sailor. I can remember her distinctly. She had an apartment at the Logan Inn.
Oh.
But that was an apartment house at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this school in New Hope was in West Mechanic Street, up on the hill on the left. Do you know where I mean?
I don't.
Well,
I'm not sure.
There's a road that goes to Village 2.
Yes.
All right. Past that road, on the left, there's a lane that goes up the hill to the old schoolhouse on top of the hill. The last time I was in it, Albert Huber had a restaurant.
Huh.
Do you remember?
No.
No,
no,
I guess
I
don't remember.
I don't remember that.
No,
yeah.
He had a restaurant up there.
Is the building still
the
there?
The building is still there, but I don't know what they're using it for at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And then you said there was another school down in the village itself.
Yes, I didn't go there, but it had been in use previous to 1925 because there were people who were 3 years older than I who had gone to first grade in that building. Now that is on the corner of Mechanic Street and South Main. It's on the south corner, and it was the town hall before the town bought the old firehouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was only one class there. That was first grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know who taught there. Her name was Mary Flack. And also Edith Higgins had taught there. Now, I don't know who taught there first, but they had both taught there at one time. And third grade, up on the hill, I had Miss Wismer, Dorothy Wismer, who became Mrs. Bergstrom, and whom I know very well.
Is that the Mrs. Bergstrom who was the who was a principal at the Centennial Schools?
No, Dorothy was not.
Oh, that was
principal.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in fourth grade, I think it was fourth grade, could have been fifth, I had Helen Lohman, who became Helen Dean. Helen Dean was the secretary for the school board for years.
Mm-hmm.
And she became a very, very good friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
of the family. After she was married, she became Helen Dean, and she lived in the same apartment building with us. We lived up on North Main Street in the Willow Apartments on the second floor, and Helen and her husband lived on the first floor. We
now,
came very close.
Most of the teachers lived right here.
Absolutely.
There was nothing like traveling from one little place to another.
No.
They lived right here.
No, as I told you, Mrs. Sailor lived in the Logan Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Higgins lived on what we called Stone Row up in New Hope on Ferry Street. I don't know where Miss Wismer... Oh, yes, I do. Miss Wismer and Helen Lohman lived at the Lambertville house.
So you saw them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You walked by them in the street.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And in that room, third and fourth grade, there was a painting on the front wall. We sat there and looked at it every day. And that painting was Manchester Valley. It was done by a man named Joseph Pickett, a primitive artist.
Mm-hmm.
That picture has since then been sold by the school board to the Metropolitan.
In New York.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there are many, many copies all over.
Uh-huh.
It's a famous painting. Not Manchester Valley.
Uh-huh.
It's a picture of the railroad tracks going out of New Hope, looking towards the south up to the school on the hill.
Hmm.
Oh, you've got to see that
picture. I'd love
to. Many, many people have that.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was so surprised to see it when I was visiting a school in, Penn Charter. Where's Penn Charter?
In Germantown, yeah. Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
They have a copy of it. Everybody has, who can afford it,
uh-huh.
to have a copy of Manchester Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the schoolroom itself, how was it arranged? Do you remember?
Yeah.
You had how many, were there separate classes or were there one or two grades together?
At one time, third and fourth grade was together.
Mm-hmm.
But we had enough teachers to, six teachers, for
mm-hmm.
goodness sakes. We had Miss Higgins in first grade, Mrs. Saylor in second grade, and Miss Wismer, and Miss Loman at the time, who became Helen Dean. And then in fifth grade, we had Mrs. Flack, who lived on what they called then Race Street. Race Street then became, what's the name of that street that goes out by Bud Newhart? You know where Bud Newhart lives?
Yes, that little street.
Well,
I can't remember. Well,
they call it something else now.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Flack lived out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary McDonald was the sixth grade teacher. She lived in that big house past the high school. It's gone to rack and ruin now.
Oh, that beautiful old Victorian
right-o,
place.
Mary
mm-hmm.
McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She was our sixth grade teacher. Then we also had high school on the same property.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Sears and Roebuck building, we said. I suppose it had been, I don't know why they called Sears and Roebuck, but that's why. And it was a four-year high school.
Mm-hmm.
Very small. And the principal's name was Warren Smith, and he had his office there. And after he left, we had a man named Theodore Gottlieb. Now, Warren Smith lived in a house on South Main Street, and Theodore Gottlieb lived with his wife and little baby in the bank department.
Ah!
You know what a Continental Bank is. It used to be
an apartment house. Well, wasn't that where Irma Newhart was born?
Oh, I don't know.
I think she was.
Well, she didn't know she lived there.
I thought she did.
Oh. I thought she lived always up on the other street.
Okay.
Let's see, what next? The Manchester Valley picture. Oh, we had outdoor plumbing, if you could call it plumbing. The boys' toilet was on one side of the grounds and the girls on the other side of the grounds. And we had an outdoor drinking fountain of some kind. I can remember bringing a little tin cup that folded.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember
that. Little
then.
Tin cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only place that you could get a drink that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had no playground equipment at all. Nothing. And I mean, not even a ball. And if anybody could afford a bean bag, they probably brought it to school.
So you would just go outside and run and
we
chase?
We ran
and
up the hill. Now, when I say up the hill, that was quite steep. Beyond the school building. It must be part of Village 2 at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little flat area up there. And we would put a stick between two stones and kick it, called kick the wicket. It was very much like soccer base.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was it.
Mm.
And did you go out during the school day? Or
oh,
was
yes,
it
we
just
had recess.
You did have recess.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But nobody watched. No teacher was going to run up that hill.
You just wouldn't open the door and out you went.
Right out. And there was a big bell. There's a bell at the top of the school
mm-hmm.
with a rope in the first grade room. Somebody would pull the rope and
mm-hmm.
the bell would, and would ring the bell.
That meant to come in,
oh, yeah.
please.
Oh. And it called you to school in the morning
mm-hmm.
and just as they do now.
And you said that you didn't stay in school for lunch at the beginning, that you could walk
no,
home?
No, most people did go home who lived
mm-hmm.
here in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had quite a walk, though, way up on North Main Street. But that was nothing in those days.
No, and you had, an hour for lunch?
Probably, yes. I imagine it was. Then later I can remember that, although I didn't stay for lunch, perhaps people who came from farther away did, and the teachers, and Federoff, particularly. I can remember her cooking lunches for the children in the basement of this school.
They had a little kitchen?
Well, they did it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too familiar because I didn't eat there at
mm-hmm.
all. But they had tables set up somehow. Now, you want to know something about the layout, don't you?
Something like, yes, surely.
Okay. When we walked into this building on the right-hand side, there was a cloakroom, and you hung up your coat and put your little lunchbox on the bench. And most of the rooms were long and narrow, seems to me, with a blackboard up in the front. And we had one room for the second grade and another room for first grade, which seemed to me to be a little bit bigger. I don't know why. And then through the door of the first grade room, let's see, do I have to go in there? No. From the second grade over here, we had another room. One, two, three there. And go through here, and we had another one there. And then, in what I would call the basement, we had the fifth and sixth grade. So it wasn't all that small, mm-hmm. when you think about it. It was larger than Solbury, for instance. Mm-hmm. The little stone building.
Yes, yes, that was a lovely little building. It still is.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, mm-hmm. but this was a lot more mm-hmm. room. We had a lot more room. Mm-hmm. And there was also, of course, a school in Brownsburg, a middle school there. There were little schools all over.
Mm-hmm. But this was a fairly large one in now compared to those little bitty ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had around 12, I think, in each class, which seems like a very light load for a teacher these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said something when we were talking before I put this on, uh-huh. remember a boy being spanked.
Yes. That was horrible. I don't know what teacher did. I know it wasn't Miss Higgins, and I know it wasn't Miss Wismer, nor it certainly wasn't Helen Dean. It could have been Mrs. Saylor, because she was a very strict person.
Well, what did he do that was so dreadful? Do you remember?
I don't remember what he did.
What did she spank him with?
Ruler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right in front of the whole class.
And we used to have a thing called Pinocchio. If you were naughty, you got smacked with a ruler on the palm of your hand. Pinocchio.
Oh, is that what they called it?
Yeah.
And of course, Mother didn't come to school and say, "Why did you hit my dear little child?"
I doubt it. of course, I would never have done anything wrong.
you were a good girl.
Scared of that.
Yes.
We had double seats, by the way. You sat with your friend.
Oh, how nice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And my dear friend was Jenny Ely. And she and I sat together and had lots of room inside a desk till we built a little house. We had little furniture and everything inside.
Oh.
And most of the time, our heads would be under the desk.
Mm-hmm.
But the teachers didn't mind. We got our work done.
Oh, that's it. Did you have to provide your own pencils and paper, or was that provided by the school? Do you remember?
No, I'm sorry. I just can't remember.
But they did provide the books.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I remember coming to New Hope from Carversville, and they were doing multiplication in second grade, and I was still doing addition. And I just didn't understand what was going on for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Till my sister and my mother got a hold of me and said, "You're going to memorize these times tables."
Uh-huh.
And by golly.
You did.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from experience that that's the only way to do it,
mm-hmm.
to memorize the tables, right?
You said something about, I asked you about parent conferences and parents that ever come to school, and you said something about your mother came once.
Yes, we had a special music teacher. Ella Schock, believe it or not, we had a special in those days. She was a great gal. Oh, I shouldn't say gal. She was a married woman. Widow, as a matter of fact. And she taught music. She went around from room to room. And somehow, signals got crossed, and Rebecca got a low mark on her report card in music. And my mother hit the ceiling and went to see one of the teachers. I think then it was Mrs. Saylor, but I'm not sure. I seem to be blaming that poor old lady
on
for
everything.
Oh, dear. And they changed the mark. They changed mm-hmm. it because it was an error. Oh, I never could sing.
Well, did she push a piano around or did
no.
she just sing?
No, they had a pitch pipe.
Oh, yes, the
remember
old the round,
round
one.
Remember pitch pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was terrible. Let me see. I didn't tell you about the gypsies.
No.
No. No, this can't be my imagination. I'm sure at that time there were gypsies roaming around our country. And in the fields, in the woods, west of the school, up on the hill west, it's probably part of Village 2 now, gypsies would camp. And I can remember being scared, really. Well, of course, the teachers didn't want us wandering over in that direction anyway. So we remember them gypsies. As a matter of fact, they also camped on South Main Street where the Veterans Building is, where the barge landing is. They camped there.
Did they have little wagons with horses?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. And everybody was a little terrified of them.
So now that we're getting closer to the wintertime, was school ever closed because of snow the way it is now?
I don't think so, but I can remember having a miserable time getting up that hill. We used to put cleats on our shoes, tied with some kind of a strap, in order to make it up that hill because it got very slippery, very icy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a struggle to get up there, but fun coming down.
We'd
sit on our book bags and slide all the way down. Terrific.
Great fun.
Oh, I loved it. I loved the whole thing. Yes, I really did. Now, let's see. The people who taught in that school and later taught at New Hope Solbury were numerous. Miss Higgins was one. Helen Dean was another. Helen Dean taught, not remedial reading, but she was a visiting reading teacher, came around to the rooms to help with our reading up in New Hope Solbury. Mary McDonald taught up there. Ann Federoff. Brownie Davis. They had all taught at one time in New Hope,
mm-hmm.
up on the hill. We all remember those people. Now, Miss Higgins is still living, and of course Helen Dean is still living. I don't know about Mrs. Black. Mary McDonald is not living. Okay, we had then to go to New Hope. Now, we were at the New Hope High School building in 1930.
That's when it opened?
As far as I know,
mm-hmm.
dates in those times didn't mean a thing.
No.
But in September 1930, mm-hmm. we moved to New Hope. And I was in the 7th grade. They had the 7th and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I think where the 7th and 8th grade are still housed.
Isn't that the same room?
Mm-hmm. I feel sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Another thing I wanted to ask you, because we talked about... Oh, no, I didn't ask you, but there was a school principal.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but there wasn't a secretary.
Not that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Or there wasn't a school nurse. So if anybody got sick in the school, they just stayed, I guess.
I can't remember any school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I was a healthy child. I don't remember getting sick.
Children didn't complain those days the way they do now with allergies and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say are really the greatest differences between the way you went to school and the way kids go to school now?
I think busing is one of the big things. Everybody rides on the bus
mm-hmm.
these days.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in those days walked. The kids who come to school at the high school drive cars, for heaven's sake. Nobody had any cars. If they did, they were really rich. It's Depression time, as
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes, yes.
1930. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a kind of a different relationship because the children all lived in New Hope
mm-hmm.
and knew each other,
mm-hmm.
whereas now they're scattered so much that it's a different kind of a relationship altogether.
Yes. Another difference was this promotion. We had an 8th grade promotion instead of the 6th grade promotion. We were promoted from the 8th grade into high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember our promotion.
You
the
can?
The 8th grade promotion? Surely.
Did you have any kind of a ceremony?
Oh, of course. I was the president of our class, and I had to make a big speech.
Oh.
And I can even remember the opening line.
Oh, what was it?
Dear parents and friends, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to our promotion exercise. And it is with the greatest of pleasure that I welcome you. That's what I said.
Aren't you wonderful?
And I had to talk more, but
uh-huh.
I forget what
to get
it was.
The rest of it.
Yeah, and Dr. Bain was our speaker, Dr. Charles Bain.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He at that time was Bucks County Superintendent
mm-hmm.
of Schools.
Mm-hmm.
He later became Pennsylvania Superintendent of Schools, but now they call it Secretary
mm-hmm.
of education.
Mm-hmm.
That, he's my cousin, by the way.
Oh,
yes. Famous.
Uh-huh. And he came and made a speech there.
Mm-hmm.
Any time that we had anything going on in a big sense, when we had the dance, we had it in Worthington's Hall. Now, Worthington's Hall has Garinzer has nice pink place, and now it's a fencing place and a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, upstairs, you know, is a nice room with a stage, and we had a graduation there, and we gave plays there. We gave plays to earn money to go to Washington as seniors.
Oh, that was your big class trip.
Oh, yes. We didn't go to New York. We went to Washington, and we had to earn our money, as they do today, earn money to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on a bus, of course.
And did you stay overnight?
Mm-hmm. We stayed in Washington.
In the hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Great excitement.
Oh, right. Great. We had one little bus when I was in, could have been 7th and 8th grade, a little green bus that they call now a minibus, driven by a man named John Major, who lived in Solbury, and he brought children from the area of the River Road. My friend Jenny Ely came on the bus with her brother, and several others from Sandra Bridge came down on this little bus. That's the only busing we ever had.
Not like these days when it looks like Grand Central Station when the buses pull in.
Righto, righto, yeah. Okay. They had a football team and a baseball team. In 1929, our football team beat Lambertville.
Well, good for them.
We were very active in the sports.
Where was the field? Do you remember that?
The football field?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably where the gym is now, behind the high school.
Mm-hmm. And how about girls' sports? Did they have anything like that? Like
girls played hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and softball.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1934, New Hope had their first championship baseball team.
Good for them.
First champion.
Mm-hmm.
In 1934, they had no uniforms. They it was poor, you know. You had to buy your own.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even provide gloves. You had to buy your own.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Even the bats and the balls?
I think maybe they do.
Mm-hmm. How things have changed.
Yes. There was a student up on the hill, whom I can remember, named Edith McKissick, only her name was not McKissick at that time. I can't remember her maiden name, but she and her sister were in the high school up there, and she became one of our teachers up in Solbury, too. Remember Edith McKissick?
No, I don't think I do.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. I wanted to ask you...
Edith Pidcock.
Oh. The subjects that you learned in elementary school, can you remember what they were? Of course, there was reading.
Oh, yeah, that was the big thing as usual. It still is, of course. I mean, it was then as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you about the math. And I didn't know how to multiply.
And they put a lot of emphasis on spelling, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
And penmanship.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me. That reminds me. We would have meet. And this is, they call them meets, wouldn't be in a mural, would be with other schools, meets where we would have competitions in spelling and penmanship, because I remember I was sent for penmanship, and I was so nervous. We had pens that dipped in the ink, and I immediately blotted my paper, but my handwriting was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a declamation contest. Uh-huh.
What in the world is
a declamation contest? I was in that, too. And I recited part of Huckleberry Finn with a duke and a dolphin on a raft.
Oh?
Oh, you memorized these things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call them now. What would you call
them? I was thinking... I was thinking of debating, but that's not
the
same thing.
Yeah.
No, this is a declamation where you learned and you did dramatic gestures.
Oh, yes. That was fun. And we would meet with other schools. Sellersville, Perkasie, in that area.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go in cars. We didn't have any buses to take us, I'm sure.
The parents must have taken you back and forth.
Athletic meets and this kind of thing, too. The selling and the handwriting. We had a little programs once a week when we were up in the elementary school on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to learn poems and sing and play the piano. We would get together with that kind of thing.
Like an assembly, really.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So it gave you a feeling of, that was then the whole school would get together for that?
No.
No,
we didn't have any room for the whole school.
It wasn't big enough.
No, we would have the fifth and sixth grade together, that kind of thing. And you learned the national anthem and that kind of thing in those days.
And you had the Bible read every morning?
I guess so.
I think so. And what were the report cards like?
Oh, very, very similar to what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
A's and B's and C's and D's and and very little different. You have to sign them and send them back. I don't believe I have saved any of my old report cards.
But you said you were a straight-A student.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
That's why my mother had a fit when I got...
A bad mark in music?
Yeah. Sure. It was terrible. I was so jealous of Irma Newhart because she knew her music upside down, and she had a gorgeous voice. She could sing, and she could play the piano. At these little programs, she would play Granger's Country Garden.
Country Garden, yes.
Oh, oh, I can still remember it. I was green. I couldn't.
Green,
I didn't know
envy.
Where middle C was. Yeah. Oh, dear. Now, some of the other schools that were around this area were in one small one in Brownsburg, and the woman who taught there was named Betty Brown.
Oh.
And a dear friend of mine went there. And when that closed, of course, they came to New Hope, to the high school. They were freshmen up here in high school. And another one was Stony Hill. It was the Stony Hill School, out on Stony Hill Road.
Is it still there, do you know?
I think so. I've been out that way myself.
For a long time.
Another school, Jericho Mountain, there's a red building up on Jericho Mountain. And of course, up in Solbury on 263 going towards Center Bridge, there's a rather big building, and that was their high school. And they all had 2 years, I think, of high school there.
Is that the white one that's kind of behind the elementary school now?
And, of course, I told you about the one in Carversville.
Yes.
Well, all these little schools closed then, and we went to Solbury, where I retired from.
Right.
Any other questions? Can you think of any?
Oh, I think we've covered a lot. Thank you so much. Yes, it was great fun.
I even remember the janitor's name.
Oh, come tell.
O'Brien. His name must have been O'Brien.
But he was such
a nice guy.
We
call him Briny. Oh, and Helen Lohman Dean was always a lovely person. And I used to be so thrilled because every payday she would buy something new to wear. And she had what they called a butterfly skirt. It was full of little pleats.
I can
still remember this. Can you imagine
it?
And she looked so cute. And I would stay after school to erase the boards and that kind of thing because I wanted to ride home with Deanie in his little red roadster. This man, Hilton Dean, would come to school to pick up Helen, and they would give me a ride home.
Teacher's pet.
No. And then they married after that sometime.
I can imagine teachers' salaries must have been very low at that time.
I can imagine. Mm. I have no idea.
Yeah, when you're a child, you don't think of things like that. Doesn't come into your mind at all.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they heat the place? I have no idea.
Except you assume it was coal.
I assume it was. I don't remember being cold. It was probably amply heated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
this has been great fun.
I liked it.